Hello and welcome to the Missouri Beef Industry Council Report. This week on the phone with me is Rex Ricketts, who is the director of the University of Missouri's Extension Commercial Agriculture Program. And Rex just recently conducted the Missouri Beef Tour for this year. It was just a couple of weeks ago. And Rex, tell me a little bit about what you saw on that tour this year.
Well, we really were focusing on what we think are some great opportunities for Missouri's animal industry. And with this in mind, we sort of centered around ethanol and the opportunities ethanol is going to bring Missouri cattle industry. Our first stop was at Marshall Finner's Farms, and they run about 300 mama cows and do a great job of producing some purebred genetics, and also they feed out all of their steers and a lot of their heifers, and also in that process, they're utilizing some distiller's grains. They're using those distiller's grains not dried directly from Mid-Missouri Energy. Then we moved to the ethanol plant and did a really good job of helping everyone of the 150 or so of us that were there understand how we make ethanol, that we take a bushel of corn, and from that bushel of corn, we create 3 gallons of ethanol, and then we create 17 pounds of distiller's grains. That distiller's grains offers an opportunity for animal producers. And as we all know, with the higher energy costs, what would make an awful lot of sense is if we could utilize those distiller's grains without going to the expense of drying them. That would mean putting some animals in the proximity of those plants so we could haul directly to those animals. And so by the end of 08, when we get the additional ethanol plants on board, we're going to be producing more than 1 million tons of distiller's grain. So we're going to see a large increase in the distiller's grains, and we expect that there's going to be some down pressure on the market and an opportunity to increase the utilization of those grains in Missouri. When we're up to speed on all the ethanol plants, we would be able to support about 750,000 head of feeder cattle. That would be taking them from, let's say, 550 pounds, adding 300 pounds, about 850, which would have tremendous economic impact to the state of Missouri and to the cattlemen, and would really help out the ethanol industry.
Well, now, how does distiller's grain stack up in terms of both nutritional value and cost as far as livestock producers are concerned?
Of course, when we make ethanol, what we do is we ferment the starch out. Of course, that's what ends up making the alcohol or the ethanol that we use. And then so what we have left is more of the fibrous material and the protein. We also concentrate the minerals. So we still have all the minerals that were in corn, so the product we end up with is relatively high in protein, and it's high in phosphorus. Often we have to add some calcium with that, and we may, depending on what kind of a diet we're formulating for, we may have to add some starch back to that. But certainly a great opportunity to utilize in cow herds, and of course we never pass up the opportunity to tell folks that Missouri is the number two cow-calf state in the United States, second only to Texas. So there's no shortage of cattle that we could feed those to.
Is it economical?
It's very economical, and we expect to be even more economical as we look at more pressure on that market.
We hear a lot these days about the food versus fuel debate, the fact that a lot of this corn that's going into ethanol production is not then being fed to livestock, but it seems like they're not taking into account the distiller's grains.
That's exactly right, and we're going to utilize a significant amount of our corn crop into the ethanol industry. But, you know, if you look at what ethanol does, one, it's good for the environment. It's really difficult to argue that farmers ought to receive more for their corn, because we've seen a lot of corn selling at below $2 and some at $2. So we would expect to see some increased price on the corn. If we look at FAPRA's numbers over a 10-year period, they expect that corn to increase at about an average to go up to about $2.68. So still very affordable. You know, we're getting, 60 bushels of corn, we get 17. So we keep almost a third of that back that's going to go in the livestock industry, plus getting 3 gallons of ethanol.
Well, plus a lot of the people that are supporting the ethanol industry not only produce corn, but they also produce livestock as well.
They do. And, you know, it would make sense that they'd think about even doing more of that, because obviously those people that are producing corn and selling to ethanol plants, they make trips into the ethanol plant with corn, and that means that they're in enough proximity to that they could certainly think about utilizing some distiller's grain. adding some kind of pasture or feedlot opportunities would be a great way to do that.
Now, you said you had about 150 participants on the beef tour. What was their reaction to the ethanol discussion?
It was really quite good. We see a lot of people nodding, and you see some folks working at figuring out how they might take advantage of this. Of course, we saw more than just ethanol. We were down at Gregory's, Hereford's, and crossbreeding program and talked about the impact of crossbreeding, and we talked about cell grazing, and then we were over MFA and talked about some of their research and what they'd followed through and looking at the economic opportunities of hitting certain of the quality grades in the market area, and showed some very wide differences based on the genetics it selected to meet a particular market. And it all sort of fit because one thing that's not very arguable is the fact Missouri has really quality cattle.
Right. Thank you very much. That's Rex Ricketts, Director of the University of Missouri Extension Commercial Agriculture Program. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.